prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 11 January 2022, and welcome to tonight's program. As I mentioned last night, we have a very, very special guest on the night. He's been on the programs over the last several years quite a few times. He's such a man that earns respect and I think probably one of the top five physicians in the world today as far as taking care of people and doing it in a natural way. We're going to bring up Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez in a few minutes, and we're going to take your health care calls tonight. Folks, any question about anything you have, I don't care whether it's pimples or cancer or whatever it may be, tonight we're going to take your questions. He'll answer some on the air, and we'll be getting a toll-free number that you can call him during the day, and he'll talk to you on the phone, folks. No charge, free consultation on the phone. And I mean that. Before we do that, though, make a couple announcements. We're supposed to have church this weekend, but the weather may not cooperate. I won't know that, of course, until Friday evening or something, so I won't be able to tell you all that. But if you try to tune in to Bible study this Saturday morning, and we're not there, you know why. We had a big snowstorm last Thursday evening and Friday, about 12, 14 inches. That's quite a bit of snow, and it got really cold, and it's still cold, but they're calling now maybe some freezing rain Friday and then turning to snow, and I'm not going to cross a mountain, 2-hour drive across the mountain in that kind of weather. So tune in Saturday morning, and if we're not there, you know what happened. I'm just going to give you a heads up. We're going to try that Bible study if we can. And don't forget, we're putting together a packet of paper, folks. I'm going to work on this Thursday when Crystal's here to help me, a packet of paper about the jab, the virus, all the information about that we can muster that's really important, because some of y'all don't have internet. Some of y'all can't go to our website and check it out on pastorbush.com, and I know that. But we're going to put together what the word Omicron means, literally what it means. Folks, there's a spiritual side to every physical aspect. There's a spiritual beginning to every physical action. Believe me, it is. We're going to be sharing a lot of things with you that I hope that you will want a copy of. And if you can send a few bucks, pay for it, folks, 10 or 15 bucks, we'd appreciate it because shipping is expensive. If you can do it, if not, you just write and tell me you want a copy or call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Tell Lisa, I want a copy of what Pastor Butch said. I don't have any money, but I want a copy. We're going to send it to you. If you can send a donation, credit card, debit card, or a check, whatever, 10 or 15 bucks or 20 if you can do it, we would appreciate it very much, folks. It helps us pay the bills. It really does. And the teaching I just finished up a weekend before last on defiling the temple, it's been going all over the country. Thousands of views on that right now on all different sources. If you want to see a Bible study to show you what the jab does to your DNA and what it changes, what it takes out of your DNA, the name of our God, literally takes it out, you may want to see this. Okay, it's a DVD. DVD is what you need because you have to see what's on there. The DVD is $10.50. It's delivered price to your door. But all that, folks, I'm just telling you because I want you to have it for yourself. But please don't be sorry to call and say I don't have money for the paperwork. We'll get to you anyway. We give away the DVDs free, but Phil Hudock has to produce them, pay for them. I can't ask him to do that, folks. He pays for it all. So we tried reimbursing for that. So we can't ask Phil to do that for nothing. It wouldn't be fair to him. Now, back to our guest. Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, I know he doesn't mind this, is a personal friend of mine. He's not just someone I know and admire. I call him a friend, and he's in Tijuana, Mexico. That's a long drive from West Virginia, but I went down there over the last some years a couple of times to see him and went to the hospital, went through his all-natural treatments to cleanse the body and to nourish the body and do what I call tune-up. And to get me some up back in shape and get a physical. Now, if you leave there, folks, with a pretty good bill of health, you can believe you're in pretty good health because they do things to you that I never had done to me before. We'll discuss some of those things. And I met people down there who were cured. I say cured. I can say that because he does it in Mexico. They're freer in Mexico than we are here. The people that have been cured of cancer, they've been helped with Parkinson's disease and all matter, even dementia. They were helped with that. All these things are available at BioCare Hospital. And God forbid anything serious ever happen to any of us. But, folks, if something does happen that's a serious situation, or if you just want to go down and get a checkup and a tune-up, I cannot tell you how much I would recommend this. I wish I had words to describe it. It is a vacation home, away from home, but it's a hospital. Their family. They become family to you just a little bit. They're all friendly, so sweet and kind, everybody there. Once you're there, you're going to want to go back. I wish I could, too, but, folks, right now, flying is not a good idea. I couldn't even get on a plane, probably. It'd kick me off. So I can't go back right now, but I want to go back. I truly want to go back to the hospital and see the family I have down there and my brother, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. And, Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Surely it is so good to have you, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us tonight.
No, thank you very much for having me with your program and with your people that I know, they love you, they love to hear your advice, they know it comes from the heart, and of course your ministry. So, yeah, it's a privilege to be with you.
Oh, yeah, we go back a few years now, don't we?
Yeah, I don't think I can even remember exactly how many years, but yes.
At least seven or eight, Yes,
yep.
At least seven or eight. And, you know, and getting to know you, I mean, before I met you the first time, I have to admit, I told you before, I said on the air again, folks, first time I went down to BioCare Hospital, I'd never been to Mexico before. And they don't have a hillbilly accent down there at all. But anyway, I went down, and I was nervous. Then what to expect? Within a couple days, and I stayed a week the first time, 2 weeks the last time. Within a couple days, I felt right at home. Got to meet the doctors, and they just treat you like they've known you for 20 years, and they don't treat you like an assembly line. They treat you as individual. They work on you as an individual, not just a blanket medicine cover up. Individualism is important down there to people. Dr. Rodriguez, you've been doing this how many years now?
Oh, wow, since 1970s. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, 1976, I guess.
My goodness, that is a long time. That's a long time.
It is. It is a very long time.
But you love what you do, don't you?
Oh, I don't think I could be doing anything else. I love what I do. I love my people. I love my staff. I love my place. I mean, this is literally home for me. I just love to do what I do and everything that happens here.
Well, from being down there among the staff and speaking to a lot of them, I have to tell you right now, that love is given back to you a tenfold. Those people really love and respect you so much. And I know that you probably can't pay them the wages they get somebody else. They stay there because they're dedicated to what you do and believe in what you do. and they love mm-hmm. you. And I know that to be a fact. Everyone I spoken to down there has praised you for what you've done to help them personally, not just on the job. Dr. Rodriguez, folks, is a man who's a very giving man, a caring man, dedicated his life to helping people physically and otherwise, other ways also. And I know that to be a fact. I won't get into that tonight. I don't want to embarrass him, but he's helped many people there that is unbelievable in all different ways. Dr. Rodriguez, when you get down there, and I want to cover some things that I go through when I go down there, what I personally went through the first time, but every time.
Okay.
One of the first things that they did, and I was so impressed with this, folks. I've shared this every time he's on the program just about. I was so impressed with this. I can't remember the doctor's name that does the blood test. What's his name?
That has to be Dr. Chaverin.
The one who gives you the stab in the finger? Okay.
Correct.
I can't remember
mm-hmm.
his name. I mean, but he's what he showed us on a slide under a microscope was so phenomenal. And the first thing he said to me when he gave me the test, I could not believe this. I about fell out of my chair. He said, "You have back problems." Dr. Rodriguez, how did he know by looking at my blood that I had back problems?
Well, because there are a lot of things that are, you know, the whole body is interconnected. You probably have heard of iridology. So many people, by just looking at your eyes, for example, they can see areas of function that are hard to believe they can see, they can understand. Same happens with acupuncture and acupressure. They go to different parts of your body that are interconnected with a different organ, like the liver or the kidney. So many times by examining your feet, they're going to tell you you have a kidney problem. So happens with urology, so happens with live blood analysis, and with the clot retraction test. You see many things that reflect an active inflammation, a problem that's going on, and many times you kind of can't tell what height that inflammation is happening. And then you say, okay, this could be your back that's giving you the problem.
Well, now, in that blood test, could they see other things like, I don't know, cancer perhaps? Does cancer show in that too?
Oh, cancer is a very distinct image. You can almost take a look and say, I think you have to rule out cancer immediately. Yes, you can.
So that's what the blood test the doctor does. He can look at that and say, there's a problem here.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So what does that blood reveal? Now, folks, this fascinates me. Now, if you have any questions anytime this hour, you call 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Well, I know he said he saw that I had back problems. You say it reveals cancer. So if you have cancer, does it show any type of cancer or just certain types?
No, it shows cancer activity. And then it comes to... in many cases, you can sort of identify certain problems. Some other times, you're going to do other tests. You're going to review other systems to make sure what's happening. But I can tell you that this is a test that when you see something that looks like cancer, you better get your hands on to find out exactly where it is so you can start fighting it. The other good thing about this test is that as people start the programs, as people start doing what they have to do, as soon as we start getting treatment to these people, you see how all these signs start to recede, to go back. So not only
wow.
is a test to say what's going on, but it is also a test to follow up, to be able to show you the same way you were able to see this inflammation in your back, you can see how this is becoming less and less of a problem as you go through the programs you do at the hospital.
Well, you know, I started going to the gym 2 years ago this past month. I started going to the gym, and I told the instructor there, I have a trainer once a week, and I do exercise mm-hmm. the rest of the week on my own, that helped me work with my back, and my back has not hurt me nearly as bad as it did. He's helped me strengthen the muscles of my back and different things, core muscles.
Good.
And
good
the pain is starting to go away. My knees were stiff. And they were sore sometimes, like a toothache at night. But now my knees don't hurt me at all any longer. I do leg exercises, and I don't mind saying this. According to the instructor, I've lost over 8 pounds of fat and put on eight pounds of muscle, which is pretty good. I'm still the same weight. Mm-hmm. weight. But he said you're packing on muscle, and mm-hmm. I'm bragging. Right now, my arm is 18 inches around, and it's not fat, so that's not too bad uh-huh. for an old guy.
And the other thing is, you can feel it. You can tell the difference. Not only your trainer, not only how you look, you feel it. It's you can enjoy the good feeling and the energy.
Well, you know, this is something that you recommended me a long time ago, and I always wanted to do it, but I finally had this enough discipline to say I'm going to the gym. And because I'm a senior, I get free gym membership, so that's not too bad. I like that. But I go to the gym, and I do give the trainers money every week to train me. But, folks, I know your body is way less important than your soul and your spirit. I know that. But your body's a vessel that you live in, and you really can't do a lot if you're sick. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, if somebody had a way to send you a blood sample, could you do that test on them?
Unfortunately not, because as you remember, we stud you right there. It is
right,
fresh
right.
blood that we're working with. I wish we could. No, we couldn't do that. People have to come. But let me take advantage of everything you're saying about the gym, about what you're doing, about how you're feeling. This is something I tell people every time, every day, actually many times a day. I tell people that it is very important that we take care of our bodies, because once our body starts feeling better, once we start getting all that energy, once start functioning better, we are going to be able to perform. We're going to see different possibilities. We're going to be happier and better and more productive. And I want to say, tell people, you know, it pays to be healthy. It absolutely pays you. Pays you with money, with dollars. Why? Because you're able to work. You're able to produce. You're able to go back and forth. You're able to do. To plan and to do everything you know how to do. Because, after all, we are our biggest asset. And what we have to do is keep that asset going and going and going strong.
Well, you know, physical exercise actually makes your brain sharper. I know that to be a fact. That's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the healthier you are, the less fat you have, etc., the more blood you get to your brain. And remember that life is in the blood.
True, true. Well, I do stay active. I go to the gym, but I work out I like doing that. I still like to go to the woods. I killed a couple of deer this year. I like venison. It's about the healthiest meat I can find around here, so I do that. But I work out at the gym because I'm not out like I used to be doing things outside like I used to be when I was a lot younger. But I stay active even around the house. I've just finished another volume of a book. I've been writing on third volume's been finished. I study for Bible studies. I do 6 radio shows a week. I try to keep up their thing. I like being active, like exercise my body and exercise my mind. And I'm convinced that people sometimes who get Alzheimer's maybe because they don't exercise their mind enough.
Yeah, many people are content with sitting down on a couch and watching TV and doing nothing. That's exactly what your body needs to get rusted. It's like if you have any piece of machinery and you don't use it, you don't lubricate it, you don't anything. And, you know, let's say an engine, any common engine, it's not just putting oil in it. You have to operate it.
That's
so
true.
The lubricant goes through every single gear, through every single joint. And that's what we have to do with our bodies. Keep them active. Physical activity is absolutely important. And you don't need sneakers. You don't go to do. I commend you for going to the gym. I wish everybody did it. But if you do more things at home, if you move more and more and more,
true.
That is going to make a tremendous change for you.
Absolutely. And when I started slowing down, I used to heat my house with wood and coal. And I cut wood all year long, and I still had the same furnace, but I put in a heat pump now to keep the house warm. I get a little older. I'm getting a little clumsy in the woods. I don't trust myself by myself in the woods anymore. But anyway, so I slowed down on that. So I thought I need to exercise the body. So I went to the gym to do that. And I'm so glad I did. But again, folks, if you could only do one test, if you could go down and do the blood test, let the doctor do that for you, you would be amazed and, I mean, overly overwhelmed as I was to see your red blood cells with the glow around the edge. They look like an oval with a light under them glowing. And then, and the white blood cells sparkle like diamonds. This is what God created inside us. This didn't happen by some chance evolution. This is a creation. This is God's creation. When you see what he did for you personally, and see what's in you and how it works, it's a marvel. It's a marvel. You'll fall in love with God even more because you know he's done for you. But if you just get that blood test done, you would be amazed. And I wish everybody could do that. I truly do. Now, folks, lines are open for questions at 844-769-2944. And when I know that you treat all manner of ailments, and I'm amazed at how many the Amish and Mennonites come to see you. They go for the natural treatments, obviously. And I'm amazed how many come down to see you with all different situations and how you help those people and you work with them. Doctor, share with us some of the things recently that you've worked with the people that you've been with for a while to help them overcome diseases. I know in your country, you can say you cured something naturally. You can't do it up here. You can down there. Give us some stories and people that you work with over a period of months that you helped heal them and get them through the situation.
Okay, you know, the answer is complex and simple at the same time. many people do so many things against themselves. And we they completely forgot that that body they are enjoying was given to them to be taken care of, not to abuse it. And many times we see people with so many problems, with so many degenerative problems, things that do not work anymore and so forth, and you start feeding that body, hydrating that body, working on the immune system, working on everything, restoring cells by using, for example, stem cell therapy and so on. Then you start looking at how people start, like, flourishing again. And with cancer, for example, cancer is a total disaster because there are groups of cells that will stop functioning according to the rest of the body. They break every rule. They just do whatever they want, etc. And they have a lot of tricks, for example, to disguise from the immune system, to not being able to be detected or attacked by any part of our body. Our body has fantastic resources to fight off disease and beat it. But these cancer cells have so many tricks under the sleeve that it is many times you need to be smarter. You have to do a lot of things like using like hyperbaric oxygen, hyperthermia, which is a form of therapy in which you raise the temperature of the body like to 105 degrees for a period of 2 hours. And you know, cancer cells are very sensitive to heat. They cannot withstand heat. They're going to be damaged, and many of them are going to die. Whereas normal cells can deal with it. No, it is common knowledge. We all have lived through it. That fever is a mechanism of defense.
That's true.
So when our body feels attacked, when our body feels something is going wrong, the temperature goes up. And then you say, oh, I have fever. And it used to be that when you had fever, your mother, your grandmother would tell you, go to your room, rest. I'm going to give you chicken soup. I'm going to give you the couple of cups of tea. We're going to take care of you. We're going to be protective. And your body, with that fever, is going to conquer the disease. And it does. It does. Many times you go through a fever, and 3-4 days later, all of a sudden you feel strong and healthy and healed again.
Well, now, how how high does a fever have to be too high to start being dangerous that maybe you should try to cool down some way? What's a dangerous level?
Okay. Remember, you're doing it on a medical environment. When it's not that you're on your own, you're not outside in some sort of a hut just getting the thing. You're in a medical environment, and all throughout the process, you're going to have medical and nursing surveillance.
What I mean is, though, at home, if someone at home gets sick, I know a child can handle a higher temperature than an adult.
Okay, children are particularly sensitive. That's a different story. So when a child develops fever, what you have to do is undress them, number one. And let them lose heat through the skin. We tend to do the opposite. I have seen many children that I'm called, look at them, they have fever, and they cover them because that's what you do with adults. You try to keep the heat. In a child, it's dangerous. I agree with you. In a child, you have to cool them off, to take the clothes off, and even use, like, for example, some towels that are going to be moist. So the evaporation of this moisture is going to lower the temperature. I've seen some things, like, for example, I remember one thing that impressed me a lot. A person that used potatoes. They took potatoes and they produce a lot of, just cut it in round things of potato, like potato chips, but raw, and they put it on the skin. And you could see how the potatoes got dried and the temperature went down.
Wow.
And it was very impressive because he just took the potatoes and made all these like chips, like if you were going to fry them.
Right.
And then just put them over the skin, cover the child with these potato things, and the fever started going down. But you can use a towel. You can use a moist towel, and you're going to see how it gets hot, and then you can rinse it again so it continues to lower the temperature. And in a child, I would try to keep it under 100. 100 would be my maximum.
Okay, and so I've always heard that children can take a temperature better than an adult. That's not true, right?
That's not true. Children are more sensitive to high temperatures than adults. Adults can go through very high fevers for prolonged times and without any consequence.
Okay, I've always heard the opposite.
The brain is not going to be damaged.
I've always heard the opposite. I always heard the child could deal temperature more than a dog. Okay, folks, going to break, and the phone lines are open. If you have any questions, please call. I know you're listening, but don't be bashful to call in at 844-769-2944. I've already learned something. Folks, I'm 73 years old, and I just learned that children cannot handle temperature as well as a dog. I thought it was the other way around. I just learned something. Okay, don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we are back in talking to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, and I know the phone lines should be full now. They're not, but if you want to call, you're welcome. I won't keep asking because if you, you know, it's up to you to do that. You know the line's open to talk to us, and I like for you to ask questions of Dr. Rodriguez and share or ask questions. Let him share with you his knowledge, because this man is the top of the line when it comes to taking care of individuals. And I just, like I said, I just learned the idea. I always thought children could handle temperature better than an adult. I found out that's not right. I did not know that. So, they see, even old dog can learn new tricks. But this is something that's wide open night for you to call and ask questions. If you have any questions for yourself or a family member, don't feel ashamed to ask, please. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here just to help you in what you possibly can. And I hope you'll do that. Matter of fact, we just got a call from Nebraska. I think it's a new caller, Lindsay. Let's talk to Jake in Nebraska. Jake, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Jake.
Can you hear me?
Are you there? Yes, sir. Are you a first-time caller? Well, welcome to the program. Don't be a stranger. Come on in, Jake.
I've been here. I listen to the shortwave a lot, and everybody talks about how bad these things are. They call vaccinations. But my question is, can the people that don't get vaccinated get sick from the people that do get vaccinated?
Well, the answer is yes. If you're not vaccinated, you can get it from anybody, including somebody that has been vaccinated. So far, probably the biggest advantage, which is mainly statistical, of being vaccinated is that it seems that the disease can only go so far. But you can still get it, and yes, you can get it from people that have been vaccinated.
Okay, good question,
yes,
Jake. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Anything else? Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Jake. And we could get into a whole discussion about the vaccination. And I have done a lot of research on it myself, and I don't even trust the vaccination at all. And besides that, a virus is hard to isolate. It's hard to make one vaccine that work on any virus, because it's like the flu, it changes every little bit. Nonetheless, Folks, lines are open, like I said. Any question at all, 844-769-2944. But your hospital stays, I know, busy. It stays covered up with all kinds of situations. The doctors, the doctors are great, but they have to personalize people's treatments every day. And you may have 30, 40, 50 people there that you work with every day that you're personalizing treatments. How involved is that?
Well, you know, what you have in here, we have one, two, three, four senior physicians, and they look at so many patients every day. So let's say they're in charge of five people, or seven people. They see them every day. They see every patient every day for a certain time because they have to talk to the patient. They have to review results. They have to see how they feel because our patients come here for a limited time, like 3 weeks' time. So we have to make sure we're going in the right direction. And the only way we can do it is by examining each and every patient just about every day and to test everything every time you need it. It could be every other day. It could be once a week. It could be daily. It could be whatever the patient has to do in order to make sure that our programs are working and doing what they should be doing. We don't give you a prescription, send you home, and say, come back in a month. And that's what I tell many people that want to talk to me, and they say, doctor, what can I take? And they say, no, you have to be in the hospital. You have to be treated. You have to have an intensive program. And I say, I thought you were going to give me a prescription, and that's it. I said, no, you have thousands of doctors that will do that for you.
That's
and
true.
You're going to take a long time to improve because you're going to go to the doctor in a month's time or in a couple of months. What if it didn't work? You already wasted 2 months of your life. You already wasted the possible side effects of all the medication. You already wasted all the prescriptions they gave you. And because you don't know exactly what happens. But doctors nowadays, a common doctor, doesn't have the time to see people more often than that.
That's true.
So what we have to do, we have to follow up. And here we follow them just about every day. And that allows you not only to make the changes you have to do, but that keeps you so close to the patient, so well informed about everything that you see and do, that believe me, it's not that difficult, because you know how they were yesterday. If you're going to make any changes, you don't have to do something very dramatic or very difficult, because you're only changing for 24 hours of therapy. So that's very easy.
Well, you know, that is something that we don't have here in the States. I mean, sometimes you don't see a doctor at all during the day. The nurse does all the work. He tells the nurse what to do, and she does it. He doesn't come in personally a lot of times, or she doesn't personally every day to see you. And that's really sad, because that takes out as you said, the personal knowledge of what that individual is going through. But also, the doctor and trust the doctor and understand what he's trying to do, you know, what they're trying to do for him. So this personal touch is really important. I mean, today in the States, you're talking about using robots to go around to rooms and talk. You talk to the doctor on the screen. This is not personal care. This is not what medicine is supposed to be. This is not what medical care is supposed to be. A computer is not able to treat you. That's not what it's all about.
No, because the problem is they want to see as many people as they can, once again, with the lowest possible cost. We're working for profit. Profit is the magic word that moves the whole world. So you want food that costs very little money just to fill up people. You don't care if they are fed or not. You just want them full. You see? So you create foods that are very poor quality but very cheap.
That is very true.
And people tell you all the time, because I have to fight with this every single day, when I tell some people you have to start eating this or that or cooking a little bit or preparing some of your meals, and people tell you, I don't have time to cook. It takes half an hour probably to prepare three meals because you can do simple things. By the way, if you go to our website, you can find resources like easy cooking. And if you don't find what you want, you can send me an email and say, Doctor, I have this type of fish at home that is in our local lakes or rivers, and what ideas do you have to cook? I'll send them to the kitchen. I always brag about it. We have a kitchen that's seven times the staff and the size of our pharmacy. And I can go to, today I had that case. Today I had a person that sent me a picture of beautiful tomatoes. They were collecting. And they said, you have any ideas how to cook them? And I went to our chef and I said, what do you think of this? And he already did a little video that we sent to this person to give them ideas. So we have to dedicate more time to our bodies. They are bodies. They were given to us by God. This is not a joke. This is not a game. We have a body that was entrusted to us by God. And not only that, but God also provided us with everything we need to take care of it. If you just read Genesis, it says, I'll give you these plants and fruits and animals for you to be nourished. I mean, it's in the Bible. Come on. What can be more sacred than that? And so I have this fight every day. And people tell me, I don't have time to prepare anything. It is too expensive to buy this or buy the other. And I say, okay, you're saving money on foods. Save those dollars for doctors, laboratory testing, medication, and treatment of these side effects. But that money is going to be spent. Whether it's going to be on your kale or it's going to be spent in the pharmaceutical industry.
And folks, did you hear what I just said? You can email him a question, ask him about how to prepare a certain food, and he will take time and take to the kitchen. Now, I've been there. They have a kitchen, and they don't have cooks. They have chefs. Their meals are delicious and absolutely healthy for you. I really enjoy, especially the breakfast. I love breakfast. And I love jalapenos with the breakfast. And I know that one of the chefs here, I couldn't believe I ate jalapenos. Just, I love jalapenos. But the meals are prepared to make you healthy. If you go to American Hospital, at least the ones I've been in, it's bulk made. It's just slopped out to you, and that's just about the best way I can put it. And they'll feed you anything. It's easy come, easy go. And that's what it's all about. They say they feed you, and I guess they do, but it's not healthy food. Biocar Hospital will give you what you need for a healthy food, recommend what to do when you get home. But I cannot believe that he would take the time. This guy's the head of the hospital, folks. He'll take your email down to the kitchen and say, what can they do to fix this meal? Where else do you find this kind of service? Again, 844-769-2944. This hour is going by very quickly. So, doctor, when you bring people in there, I've been through it myself. What are mostly their main concerns? I mean, do you have, I know you have a variety, but I was just nervous to get in there. I didn't know what to expect. Do you see that with about everybody comes in the first time?
Oh, yes, we see just about, everybody. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it's totally different. Totally different. Totally different.
Well, if you don't see people, you were talking about the robot. I teach at the university, and I always tell my students, you know what? If you listen to every patient, if you listen to them, they're going to give you the diagnosis. They're going to tell you the story, and they're relating you everything that's happens to them. And then you can say, okay, this is the problem. But if a patient comes in and you don't talk to them, if you don't listen to them, how can you tell what's wrong with them? By laboratory testing? Well, let me disappoint you. That is not going to be enough. And that's how so many medical mistakes are happening today, happening in our time, because doctors don't have any time to listen to the patient. So if you don't have time to listen, the laboratory is not going to tell you everything. It's going to give you a hint. Okay? It might confirm certain things that you suspect, but it's not going to tell you this is the problem and this is the treatment. I'm disappointed in many ways, because I read a lot of the medical literature, and every time I open something, it's about a new drug. And they say, we have to treat Alzheimer's. And they said, we're looking for a drug for that. And you talk about high blood pressure. Oh, there is a new drug for that. And you talk about heart disease. Oh, we have a new battery of drugs for that. Nobody tells you, come on, sit down, be serious, and start a different lifestyle and get a treatment like this. You know, right now I have a program that I call Give Me 10 Days, I'll Give You 10 Years. If you come to the hospital for 10 years, I'm going to review everything, I'm going to fix this and this and this, and I'm going to give you a guideline that will keep you well and functioning for the next 10 years.
If they come and stay 10 days, you'll tell them how to take care of themselves the next 10 years?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow. And I'm going to get them going. I'm going to give them the jump start. I'm going to put them on track. And I'm going to tell them, okay, now you saw the results. This is what I want you to keep on doing. And call me. We have open phones. I mean, we answer any question from any person in the public. Just imagine any patient that has been our patient.
Absolutely.
They can call us every day if they want to. They can call me and say, are artichokes good for me? I had a lady that called me and asked if she could dye her hair. Okay? And I take all those questions very seriously. I mean, that's a concern for her, and she was confused about whether she could do it or not.
Well, can she?
Oh yes.
Okay.
By the way, she could,
okay.
and she was very happy to know she could.
Okay, we're going to take another call in a second. But folks, here's the number to call. If you call this number tomorrow and tell them Pastor Butch sent you over to talk to Dr. Rodriguez, at 800, it's toll free number anywhere in the country. Now they're on the West Coast time, so they're 3 hours behind East Coast. 800-701-7345. Call him up and ask questions. Let's go to Dick in California. I think it's another first-time caller. Dick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. You're a first-time caller, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the program. I mean, you're part of the family now. Come on in. What's on your mind?
Thank you. My question is, I have varicose veins in my legs, and it's a problem that runs in my family, and they're pretty severe, and I've had them worked on by another doctor who did some lasering on them, and now they're, I think, worse than they were before, and I'm just wondering if Dr. Rodriguez has any ideas about bad varicose veins in your
okay.
legs.
All right.
Okay, let me tell you first, before I go any further, if it runs in your family, because many of these things run in the family, you have to make everybody aware, and you yourself, that vitamin C and magnesium are very important to keep that collagen tissue in good shape. So vitamin C and magnesium, I would supplement the two of them to make sure I have enough of those nutrients.
Now, and how much would you recommend, doctor? How many units a day of both?
Oh, I'm very liberal. I take 3 to 5 grams a day of C, and I take about 400 milligrams of magnesium every day.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I do take both of those, but I don't think as much. I'm not taking probably enough either.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, your tummy weight is very important. If you have a big tummy, that makes things a lot worse. If you take care of that and take care of your weight, that's going to be very good for you. Unfortunately, for what you're telling me, the size of the varicose veins get to be to some point, and even the laser treatment might have contributed to it, that they need to be removed. It depends on how much they bother you. I'm going to give you an email. The email is doctor, the word, spell it, D-O-C-T-O-R, at biocarehospital.com. Feel free to send me a picture, and I will get back to you.
Okay,
that would be great. Because mine are large, just like you said.
That's doctor at BioCare Hospital, B-I-O-C-A-R-E, doctor at BioCare Hospital.
Okay.
And do that, Dick, and let me know how it turns out, please, will you?
Yes, I will. I will let you know.
Please do that. And by the way,
what
part of California are you in?
I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in a place called Sausalito.
Oh, okay, yes, absolutely.
Doctor, how far is that from you?
So I'm not even too far from Dr. Rodrigo. I'm just
on
the coast.
You're 1 hour flight. You're 1 hour flight from either Obando's.
Or
one
hour
flight.
10 hour drive.
You're
okay.
Right. That's correct.
I tell you what, Dick, if you ever get a chance, I will go down and see him. They will meet you, pick you up there somewhere, and take you across the border. I will go see him. I really would.
I've listened to you, Dr. Rodriguez, on Pastor Butch's show, and if I ever got really sick, you would be the first place I would go.
Okay, but you can email me, send me the pictures, and I'll be happy to help you.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're
okay,
very welcome.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate it. What a good call. I'm loving these new first-time callers. Now, folks, y'all, if you call 20 times, I don't care. You can call again tonight, but I love first-time callers. I'm glad we're talking to people all over the country, and they're listening. And the number is 844-769-2944. I have another question to ask you that I've heard from different physicians over the years, and I don't know whether it's true or not, so I'm going to ask you. A lot of times there's a little punch that a man gets over his belt when he gets middle age. Can those be parasites?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, parasites are much more frequent than what people believe. I remember when I was a medical student back in the 1960s, I mean, parasites were almost completely absent in the American population. They're not anymore. So you have to be careful about them. And you know what? This common friend, you and mine, that we were talking about,
right.
He started with that type of a problem. And when he started telling me his problems, I immediately thought of that. We tested, and for sure, he had two types of parasites. And the treatment was very successful, and he could not believe that he had these symptoms for so many years, and nobody had detected them. And one of the problems is that they're used to be so rare in America that many doctors don't even think of them. But they're becoming a lot more frequent. So I would advise anybody that has any of those feelings, check for parasites.
That would also, of course, it would mess up your intestines and maybe cause diarrhea or constipation or anything, couldn't it?
Yes. Either one. You might be constantly constipated. You might have diarrhea. You could have bouts of both, or one after the other. Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you test next time you go to the doctor and say, doctor, can you test me for parasites?
And what would an individual take to take care of that if they on their own? What would you recommend?
Well, you know, anti-parasitic drugs happen to be very good immune enhancers. So many of them are like helpful to other things. Let me give you an example, like ivermectin that has been so much talked about lately.
Wolfram medicine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can have an antiparasitic effect that's very effective. It is also an immune enhancer, and it is also used for other sort of parasitic infestations, not infections, but infestations like in the hair or the body. So it's actually a licensed drug in the United States. It's just that is licensed to treat something, and they don't want you to use it for anything else.
Well, you know, they do make a horseworm medicine, ivermectin, and it's the same thing about an astringent pill, but just a paste that I've heard people have taken, and it's even helping them with the symptoms of the COVID. It's helped them get over that. But now, so we're running out of time so quickly here. So ivermectin, it's hard to get the medicine here. It's hard to get prescriptions for it. But and I know people have taken the horse paste. My brother's one of them got well with it, and another lady
It's very, very difficult. Right now,
it's
very, very difficult.
So the ivermectin that you buy at a Southern States farm store is for animals. They'll work on people too, won't it?
Yep, it does.
Okay, folks, there you go. And if you have a case, if somebody's having problems with diarrhea or something, would you recommend they try that just to see?
Well, you could try it just to see. But normally diarrhea is a mechanism of defense again. So if it doesn't give you cramps, if it doesn't hurt you, let it go. Your body is trying to get rid of something. So it depends on how you feel. If one day you get up and you have like loose stools and this type of thing, let it go for a day or two. If it continues to be there, or if it's crampy and painful and you can touch your tummy and it hurts, then it is another thing. Start taking care.
Well, Dr. Rodriguez,
give me a call. Send me an email.
Yes, folks, please call him. 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Dr. Rodriguez, God bless you, sir. Someday during the day, one day, I'm going to give you a call and just talk to you. How's that?
Okay, anytime.
All right, my brother. Talk to you soon. And God bless you. And folks, that's 800-701-7345. Tomorrow night, we're going to have with us Deborah Tavares. You don't miss that. She's always a wealth of information. You don't want to miss that, folks. I promise you. But I hope tonight's program has enlightened you some and give you some hope. If you have any questions, medical questions, call Dr. Rodriguez. Email him, doctor@biocarehospital.com, doctor@biocarehospital.com, or call him at 800-701-7345. And tell him I sent you over. No, he's not a sponsor. He doesn't pay us anything, but I believe what this man is doing with all my heart. I just wish you were closer to us. I really do. Folks, for the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. And please, take care of yourself. Your family. I want you. You are my family. A lot of you folks are just like I've known you for years and years, and I have my phone. So take care of yourself. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.